Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show.
So, Batul and Daisy are in the crew mess, and Batula's like, where's Mike? I kicked him off the boat. Have you not heard? She goes, no. It's like, oh God, Batul, you got to keep up. I'm just working. All I want to do is work.
So now it's 23 hours until charter and his preference sheet meeting. And the captain's like, all right, we're down a crew member. I mean, it was a terrible crew member, but, you know, at least we won't have to breathe in the Aquanet anymore. So we'll have a little time to clean out the crystals in our lungs. And we've got a very nice couple coming on with zero drama. So I expect you all to have a shit show of an episode to make up for it. All right?
That's right. This is going to be Sujay and his wife, Brenna. And Brenna is looking forward to being able to say the first words she's ever said to Sujay. So let's please, fingers crossed, will Brenna get to say something video package?
Brenna. Oh, my gosh. Brenna's like, she looks like she's in a hostage video. She's just looking at the camera like, please just send the money. Just send it to whoever. Please. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I just want to come home.
So Sujay and Brenna, they actually live in the Dominican Republic, or at least they have a house there. And Sujay is like, Brenna and I met probably 11 years ago. And I think there was, for me at least, there was an instant connection. I mean, I started thinking about my career in medicine from early days of my life. My father is a family doctor. Oh, did you want me to say more about Brenna? Because I've already started talking about my career. Okay.
When I saw Brenna, I knew there was an instant connection to medicine. So I really committed my life to that. Brenna's just looking at the camera like, God damn it.
When I saw Brenna, I knew there was an instant connection between her upper lip and her bottom lip. God, they do not part.
So he FaceTimes his parents and he's like, hey guys, we're inviting me and Brenna. Don't say it, Brenna. Yeah. Me and Brenna, this one here, you know, silent one. We're going to take you on a mega yacht. They're like, what? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my parents have done everything for me. Dad could have had all kinds of stuff being a doctor. He could have had a nice car. He could have been on trips, but he refused all that because he just wanted to educate me. And I don't think there's ever been, you know, they've ever had an opportunity to have this type of luxurious experience. So I'm going to give back to my parents. Brenna, what do you have to say about that? just kidding. Just you don't have to talk.
So Jason's like, on there, joining them are their friends Emily, Anson, Mike, and Kim, and the parents, Vinod and Jeshri. And Sanjay's like, the group coming with us, we're all in the medical field, all physicians, but we're also kids at heart. We do have fun. We do have fun. Right, Brenna? Just kidding, Brenna. We want 80s night.
You know, Brenna gets wild when that Debbie Gibson gets turned on. So everyone be careful. Brenna, could you do your out of the blue karaoke for us? Oh, just kidding. Just kidding.
Do not sing, Brenna. But then when Brenna does start talking later, and we kind of see why she doesn't talk. Because she's like, oh my God, my hair's frizzy. What am I, Monica from Friends?
Was that Brenna? I thought that was Brenna's friend, though.
I thought it was Brenna. Talk. I guess we'll see when we
it could have been Brenna. We're gonna find out. This is why it's good to have.
I just thought that was the funniest reference. What am I, Monica from Friends?
I know. Courtney Cox is like, I'm gonna try this this Below Deck show. Let's see what's whoa, I just took a stray out of nowhere. now Daisy, Joao, and Jenna are in the hot tub, and Daisy pours wine into a glass. She goes, I'm finishing this, and then I'm going to bed. So there you go, America.
That's
that. Nighttime ritual.
So then the galley, Ellie's like,
by the way, Ben, did you know that Daisy spent the night in Joao's room?
He's like, yeah, I thought of you when I heard that.
But I don't care. I'm fucking over it. I'm over it.
He's like, oh, God, I don't think she's over it. It's like, you're bringing it up and still pissed at work. I don't think you're over it. Somebody is going to die today.
Someone will die. So Daisy leaves this hot tub to go to bed, leaving just Joao and Jenna. And Joao's like, are you going to invite me to cuddle? She's like, oh, be quiet. So Jenna and Joao are now talking. But their body language looks very intimate, but we can see that they're just actually, well, we think they're just sort of talking about like their romantic situations a little bit. But you know, as well, you really don't know, because he is kind of giving her that look like, what about me? Give me a try. So Jenna's just like, they're talking about stuff. And downstairs, Ellie's in the crew mess watching them on the closed circuit security camera monitor on the wall. And so Ellie's like, oh, look at them. They're all over each other. Look, Ben. He's like, that is weird. Their arms are in places that I don't understand. Look at trash can in the hot tub. Disgusting.
But they're not even. I mean, they're just talking. So Daisy comes in and she's like, ah, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. They keep trying to fucking convince me to stay up there. I'm like, no, you know, Joao and Jenna, they're looking for you, by the way, Ben. And Ben goes, oh, and they didn't think to look in the galley? Well, personally, I think personally she would hopefully rather be with me than with Joao in a hot tub, but that's just what I would prefer.
So now,
oh man, now Ellie worked. She worked him immediately. I mean, he is so easy to manipulate. That was hilarious.
It's like they didn't think to look in the galley. I'm like, they're in the hot tub. They don't want to come down to the galley. That's all it was. So Ellie.
Oh well, I will just put up the preference sheet. It's just me, innocent Ellie, who said nothing.
So Daisy's like, man, they're asking for you. It's like,
well, they don't give a fuck. That's the problem. They're lines. They're borders. They're lines in the fucking sand, Daisy, all right? You've been to the lagoon. You saw that sand. And you saw all the lines in there, right? My little salty sternum. She's like, okay, Ben, settle down. So upstairs in the hot tub, Jenna's like,
I think I got to go. I got so serious with Ellie so quickly. And at the same time with you and Ellie, like, she took it that way too, right? Like, don't you feel that way?
Yes, very much so. Yes, absolutely. Yes. She's certainly not watching us right now.
I can't believe they're doing this to me. That was my jelly tot jugular. Destroyed me. Destroyed me. This is vulgar, isn't it, Ellie? She's like,
well, she won. She won a pile of garbage. Congratulations, two snakes.
So Eddie is watching, and this is just so funny because it's like they all are thinking that something illicit is happening. And so Jenna and Joao are still talking, and Jenna's like,
do I look like a bad person for doing what I did to Eddie?
He's like, no, just do what you want to do, but do it with respect. Something I've never really been able to do, but you should try it.
So now Eddie's in his cabin and he's beating his head on the side of the, he's beating his head on the bed. He's like, oh, I can't do anything right. It's so hard being a good man in today's world. No one respects the straight white male.
Well, anyway, Jenna, I don't want anything serious, but I've got to know Daisy. And regardless of what happens, blah, 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 blah. Oh, look, it's Ben. Here's Ben. Hello. What's going on, Ben? And so Ben lays down next to them. He's like, hey, guys. They're like, oh, what's wrong, Ben? He's like, hello. He's like all mopey. He's like trying to be like a mopey cock block.
But he's trying to also like kind of be sexy. Like, hey, guys. You know, just like, but he kind of falls over onto the, he's like, hey,
guys. Hey, it's me. She's like, actually, could you just go down and get me another bottle of wine?
What are you upset about, Ben?
What's going on?
And Ben tells us, I'm absolutely baffled by relationships right now. I've learned people generally will let you down. Jenna's meant to like me, and Joao's meant to be my friend. I'm bloody confused. I'm bloody confused by it.
And so Ben is like, I'm going to get up to leave, even though I just came up here just to lay down. So Jenna's like,
what's wrong with him?
She's like,
right, have we done anything wrong? No, I don't think so.
So then now Ellie and Alicia are down in the crew mess. And this is, I mean, what happens next is like season one Downton Abbey with, what was that name of that evil lady who like put the soap down?
Oh,
and
she was great. God, gone too soon. Yeah, she put the soap down for the pregnant mistress to fall over and lose her child or whatever. That was terrible.
So she was always working with Thomas. This is like Ellie doing that. I forgot. I love that character. But Alicia is like, she's like, hey, pumpkin, what did I miss when I was napping?
Oh, hello. Well, where do I begin? So Joao, Daisy, and Jenna were in the hot tub. Three different trash bags all together in a hot tub. And then Daisy leaves. And then they were all over each other for like an hour. Jenna and Joao.
And Lisa's like, oh, that's crazy.
And by the way, don't trust her. She keeps coming into her cabin and talking shit about you to Daisy like she was doing with Mike. That's all she does.
So now, as much as Elia says that she can't even stand Joao and doesn't want to look at him, he's trash, she's immediately angry at someone who she sees flirting with him.
I know. I was pretty impressed in the first half of this episode that she wasn't coming for the woman. And that she was like going to keep it on the man. But nope, she was just holding her. She was biding her time. So Lisa's like, wait, what's he been saying about me? All I've said is that I like carbonara. She's like,
I'm not getting into details. I don't do that. I'm not a bad talker. Okay. Mm-hmm. But listen, I think she fucking hates you, Alicia. I'll tell you that. Like, honestly, snake. Psks. She's evil to her core. I promise you. Psks. Snake. Don't trust her. Evil snake.
Are you doing big business to me?
Yes. We have got to get to the meeting.
The meeting?
So Jen and Joao get out of the hot tub, having no idea that all this is going on.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And so now we go to Joao and Ben's cabin. And you know Ben is really upset because he's in his own cabin. And that never happens. He's only there to lay a guilt trip on Joao. So he's like, are you going to bed? He's like, yeah.
By the way, you want to know something funny? You know, I'm like, I know a lot of things. You know that, right?
Yeah, you're intuitive. Is that what you're trying to say? Were you upset when you saw myself and Jenna chilling in the Zimkuzi? Is that what's going on here?
Well, it's okay. She's an attractive woman. She's a regular cheeky cheekbone, if you will. Oh, that really works well.
So Joao's like, yes, well, I think you've misjudged character. Most of the conversation we had while we sat there was talking about you, and she likes you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, well, I just need to be very careful about who I fucking spend time with, because the next girl that I choose, I would like to have a family with.
All right.
Sure, Ben.
I already fucked it up. I wasted 5 years of my fucking life. Time is so valuable, man, when you have a biological clock like I do. So,
jeez.
Been betrayed. Trade.
So now it's the next morning, 5 hours until charter, and Daisy, Jen, and the Stews are all having a meeting. So Daisy's like, all right, crow mask, blah, blah, blah. All right, are we going to get some energy into ourselves? What's wrong with your girls? What's going on? You seem depressed. Are you depressed? And Alicia's like, no. Well, what's wrong there?
Well, I just heard something last night, and I don't know. It's just apparently that whenever you go into the room that you're, like, bitching about me and stuff, Jenna. And Daisy and Jenna are both like, what?
What? And Daisy's like, what did you hear? Where did you hear that? What's going on? She's like, well, I thought we were all fine. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, no, you two are my favorites. Of course, you're the only two on my team, but you're both my favorite of everyone on the team. And I love you as part of my team. I love you as a person. And Alicia, I love you as the wide-eyed idiot that you are.
Okay, well, we're back to being a dream team again?
Absolutely, even though Jenna's my favorite. You didn't hear that from me. Okay. Hands in the middle, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Jenna. Oh, sorry. And Alicia.
So they decide they're all friends again. And Daisy's like, I don't know where that fucking came from. People need to stop stirring shit and don't fuck with my girls. So Daisy knows who it was, though. She's like, Ellie thinks she's so smart, but I can read people like a fucking book. Do not fuck with me, Ellie.
Is there any other option to read people as? I can read people as a label on a can. It's like, of course you can read them as a book.
I can read people like a Tumblr blog.
Which admittedly is mainly just porn and just visuals, but that's okay.
I can read people like an ingredients list on the back of a cereal box.
I can read people I can read skywriting, which is, I think that's an A. I think that's a B. Are they writing abscess in the sky?
I've just stumped myself. Damn it.
Wait, it went away. Oh, well.
Goddamn sky. Don't fuck with me, sky.
I knew what I meant at one point.
So Daisy and Jenna are walking together, and Daisy says, I'm pretty sure that's Ally. She's a shit star. I don't want to share a cabin with her.
And so we just see Ellie dropping a carton of eggs.
Oh, God, you betrayed the betrayed eggs.
All right, Joao, come to my cabin. Come to my cabin. It's like, oh, okay, very excited. So he's like, I need to start thinking about cabins because it's definitely a female coming in. So he's like, oh, well, we'll share, Daisy. That's okay.
Well, you joke, but I'm trying to keep the changes to a minimum. So my suggestion is you and I share. You move in here. Ollie will move into Addie's room with the new stool. And Eddie can move into Ben's room. And today might be a good day for that to happen because I think she's coming tomorrow. So let's go. Crack on.
He's like, oh, God, this is exciting. It's intimidating. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm zimsited. Oh, when I said zimsited, oh, God, did I mean it? My penis. I meant my penis.
Wow, I'm excited and scared.
So Daisy you're really, was like...
You're just cabaret ready.
I've been singing all through this. I've been quietly singing through this recap here and there. Great. I am cabaret ready.
But I know things could... now, many simple things to have that was one of the songs explore.
That was one of the songs I was considering. Honestly, I've always wanted to sing that song as Ramona. Whoa, I'm excited and scared. Nice is better than different than good, okay?
Yeah, nice.
Who knows,
is
everyone?
Than good.
Who
That's
knows?
Because I know things now, many wonderful things that have been thought to explore, okay?
Mama said, don't be late. I'm in the forest and I'm running from my daughter because she looks old now and I look young. She looks like a wolf and I'm young. Anyway.
Well, me and Joao share in a cabin. I think it'll be fun. I have no issues bucking with guys.
And we see a flashback to how she bunked with Gara. So, like, did you thought Daisy? Blah, 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 blah. I am the most unromantic person ever. So now Joao and Ben are talking, and Ben's like, Joao's like, Benji, change of cabins. What seems easiest is if I moved into Daisy's room and Eddie moves into your room, and that will be that.
Oh, well, I see how it is. We were once roommates, and now you've decided to leave. You know what we call this? Okay, let's play a game. What's the channel that focuses on African-American programming?
BET.
And what is a biopic of a penis?
Ray?
Put it together.
Who's saying, where the hell is my husband?
Raya? Betrayer?
Ray?
What do you do? What do you do when you go to the racetrack?
I bet. And do you ever... Do you
ever listen to that musician who sings Where the Hell's My Husband?
Ray?
Put it together.
Okay, so we've got BET. And what is the one app I get rejected on every time I try to click on somebody's name?
Raya?
Yes. Now add an L, we're good.
What is... Okay, a small insect that could sting you.
A bee.
And how about a singer whose last name ends with songs? Trey. Trey Songs. Come on, think about it.
The Trey Songs?
No. Cut off the last part.
All right, redo. When Ellie is stewardess, she tends to drop...
Trays?
Yes, all right, we've got it.
I don't get it. Trey's bet? Trey's bet? What are Trey's betting on?
God damn it. Betrayal, man. I'm talking about betrayal.
Okay. Here we go. Fill in the blank. Blank Midler. Okay. From a distance. Wind beneath my wings. Big business. Outrageous fortune. For the boys. Down at the Beverly Hills.
All right. You don't know any Bette Midler? That is a betrayal. That is a betrayal. I will not room with you anymore.
Why didn't you say ruthless people? I was almost there.
So now Joao is telling Eddie that he's moving in with Ben, and Eddie's like, for fuck's sake, why are we doing that? What are we doing that's supposed to do that? Why don't nice guys ever get to move in with girls?
New girl. And Ellie's like, okay. So get that changed in the next hour so it's not chaos during dinner. Nailed it. Oh, you think you're upset? Well, guess who's with the trash can now? Me.
That's right. Now, nobody better take any shrimp out of my fingers for the rest of the day. So then Ellie's like, oh, I don't know what's going on with this Daisy and Joelle situation, but now they're moving in together. It's almost like they're targeting certain things to get a reaction out of me. Like, no, you betrayed the secrecy of the chief stew room by telling Alicia what was being said to Jenna. So no, you're being kicked out of Daisy's room. That's what happened.
It's not to get a reaction out of you. It's a reaction to you. So
yes, you know. It's a reaction to you.
Yeah. So Ellie takes her pillows into the new room, and Eddie's like, "Well, I like how you're taking your pillows as well." She's like, "Yeah, because I make my bed so nicely and everything's clean. I would keep mine."
Clean bedroom, unlike trash can bedroom with Joao and Daisy.
So now Joao and Daisy are in the mess and have not much to talk about. It's really their chemistry. It's really not there.
Much to talk about.
So we go to the galley, and Ellie's like,
well, I don't know how Daisy, like, I mean, she pays no attention.
Ben's like,
well, she seems to be really unaware of everything, doesn't she? God, look terrible. Look at all this nothing Joao's been doing. God.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, Daisy's still just, like, talking to Joao, and she's like, do you know what Ellie did? She's, like, gone up to Alicia and said, Daisy and Jenna bitch about you. Oh, that's a very strange Zim thing to say. She's such a fucking shit stirrer. And then, meanwhile, in the galley, like, 5 feet away, Ellie's like,
and then, when Daisy left, he spent, like, an hour with Jenna in the hot tub, and do you think we should let Daisy know, like, he's making a fool out of her? He's, like, shamelessly flirting with her.
And Daisy's like, am I interrupting something?
Huh? What? 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 No, just interrupting the fine art of selling carrots for milk. That's it.
Just planning out the fruit plan for the week.
So Daisy's like, oh, called her. So now Jason's radioing a 25-minute warning for guest arrival. And Joao walks in on Daisy in a towel. He's like, whoa.
I should probably still knock on the Zim when I come in. Oh, sorry. Oh, geez. Oh, my goodness. Oh, whoa.
All right, crew, get in your whites. I'll be distributing some earplugs for dealing with Brenna's incessant chatter. All right, get ready.
So Daisy gives a tour, and they're really sweet people. They seem very nice.
They're so nice.
And they're like, oh, my God. Oh, you're right. It was the friend, Kim. The friend Kim is like, it would be nice to have a picture of a group of us before we leave port before my hair turns wet and I look like Monica off of Friends.
Yes, that's. I don't know who that is, but here's an elevator if you need to use it. Oh, yeah. Well, I was trapped in an elevator once. Fell a couple of flights on me. Luckily, I didn't get hurt because I landed on my own poofy hair. It's like a cushion.
This is Kim. This Kim is something else. So now Alicia, Brenna, and CJ's parents. Brenna's like, do you guys need help unpacking? And he says, no. Well, I think Alicia says that. She's like, do you guys need help unpacking? And she's like, they're like, no, we'll unpack everything. We're used to that. And Alicia's like, I just love old people. You know, maybe it's because I was close with my grandma, but they're just so cute, old people. They're like little turtles. You know, you just want to pinch them. Ow! Ow, why'd you do that?
Why did you put your fingers so close to my face? Don't touch turtle faces.
Yeah, you know,
there was a video this week that went viral because there's a guy. Did you see this? Guy was in the ocean, like a scuba dive or something, and a sea turtle just swam right up to him and then slapped him in the face with his fin. Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah. Yes. And he was like, what the hell, man?
I thought it was a little overblown. It just like was a little tap. It wasn't like it was like psh. It was just like a little like.
I thought it was cute. Yeah, he was like, cute. Oh, hey, you're in the ocean. Hey, buddy.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Maybe is this a time to check in on our...
fish? Well, hey, we're only 3 hours into this recap. We should do it.
Fish report.
Fish report. Fish report. Fish report. Now it's time for a fish report. Fish report. Where is it?
It should be.
Oh, did you put it in the Dropbox? Oh, I didn't even know that you did that. I was like, well, Ben's taking on the fish report today. Let's see how it goes. Okay, I've got it now.
Fish report, fish report, fish report.
It's still going to be the fish report.
It's low tide right now, so we're just waiting for that fish report to sail into the lagoon. Here it comes.
Here we go.
Fish report.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, this was a big, there was, I had to edit some out, and there still are so many fish this week. Because last week was a kind of a, was a bit of a dud. But this week, it's out of control, everyone. Take a look.
It's not only the fish, it's the scenery. I mean, this scenery right here looks like a digestive tract of a human, if you look at it.
Or, yeah, it does. And what we see here, Ronnie hasn't even pressed play yet, but what we see here is like a little chorus of eels. And yeah, then this one eel pops up.
You see them coming out from the esophagus here, but then it gives us a close up. And they are.
This guy really, really hogs the camera. So, like, all the eels in the background are clearly singing the part of Bohemian Rhapsody. You know, where they're like.
We are a poor boy from a poor family.
Sparing his life from his one source of view.
Galileo, Galileo.
And if we go, wait, big fish comes, big eel comes in. I'm a poor boy from a poor family. He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing the life of his own. That. I'm already apologizing to people who are not watching the video because this sounds deranged.
It does look because, like, every time we move this one, every time we move this one, the one to the left keeps opening its mouth.
For people who are only listening, this is a great time to sign up to watch on Patreon. But
yeah, what or we just fast watching, forward 10 minutes.
It's just like a bunch of little eels all clustered together, sticking out of a reef. But then this one like obnoxious eel just pops up right in front of the camera and like blocks everyone from view. Like, I'm the eel star.
I'm just, but they're all kind of singing from too. A poor family. He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
No.
Galileo.
Galileo.
So good. Okay, next up we have a jellyfish.
Just a jellyfish. It's a nice one though.
Nice polka dots. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, good polka dots this week.
This is a influencer jellyfish who has one of those little drone cameras that just tracks his head as he.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, people are like, what's that noise? It's like, oh, it's a drone. It's a
buy drone those jellyfish. Poop shakes, everybody. Buy those poop shakes. Listen, did your stomach feel like jelly? You need a better shake.
It's sort of like wearing Ed Hardy, though. Like, look at all those speckles. It's like
it's a little an influencer bit like, fish. It's like no one respects this fish. Okay, no, so now we go to one of these long.
I love those
churro fish.
So, yeah, it's like, or it's like a, it's like a, it's like a, like a fife. Like, you know, like someone should pick it up and play it as part of a marching band and do like Revolutionary War themes. Like, it's. I like these because they're kind of cute. They're like, I'm slender. That's my personality.
Yeah, I'm thin. You know what? Yeah. Thin shaming is really mean too, you guys.
But I like it's just getting pushed by the current. It's like, you know what? I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to see where the current takes me.
I'm just a stick of a person. This is two fish in a row that we get that are making no effort. They're just sick of the camera crew. This one's just like, I'm dead. Please stop filming me. And then we get to this turtle who's also like, I'm not even moving for you people anymore. Yeah. Okay? I'm just going to float.
It's a red turtle also, which I'm not used to. This is very Super Mario coded. We're so used to the green turtles. We're like, this sea turtle does not fall off the edge. When this sea turtle reaches the end of the coral, it turns around and goes the other direction.
And then we get another, our favorite couple, the turtle and the starfish.
This is the best. We love the turtle and the starfish. This is, for those who don't remember, we have a big red starfish that's just on the bottom of the seafloor, and we have this sea turtle that has just been hanging around it for a few weeks now, just, you know, coming around, courting it, telling it jokes, et cetera, bringing it coffee. We love this duo.
Yes. Now, there's a podcast called Above Deck Podcast. Hi, girls. We love you. And they recap the fish report sometimes and explain to us what we're getting wrong. And I was watching a clip that they had on Instagram, and they were talking about this red starfish and this turtle. And they were saying, you know, how I said, well, the starfish can't run. So this is just like the guy who's like, I'm going to find a girl without legs so that I can just like hit on her and she can never leave. Like boxing Helena type thing. And they were like, no, actually starfish do move. I know they move. I'm not like completely dumb. But then they put a video of all these starfishes walking all over, which was crazy. Yeah, they do. Yeah. But don't they walk? I think it was a sped up video because starfish walk very slowly, don't they? don't think they're
That I can't weigh in on, but when they walk, they sort of prance along the floor, which is kind of fun, you know?
Creepy. It's creepy as fuck, I'll say that. But anyway, this turtle is the Eddie of the sea. It's just like, but I'm still here, but I'm so nice. Why won't you pay me any mind? I'll just eat this piece of grass. I'm a good guy.
I'm a good guy.
All right, so next up.
Oh my God, the office boar. Look at this big red fish. So this one is like, guys, did anyone watch Yes Dear last night? It was really funny. Like this is someone who does not know about like what's going on with Sierra. Like, who's Sierra Miller again? Like, they just don't know what the pop culture things are. They're just like, I've just been, I just really watch reruns of 2.5 Men.
He's like, anybody watch Channel 5 last night? Did you know that there's a sitcom starring Paul Blart, the mall cop?
It's really good. He just ruins everything. And he like sits down during the break at your table and you have to have a conversation with him. It's like, what are you doing this weekend? Not much. I may reframe my windows. Thanks.
I'm actually working on a letter to the network to complain that I saw Jeopardy reuse a question last night. Saw it 6 years ago. So,
what? I like that fish in the background, by the way. Sorry. There's like a silhouetted fish to the left. It's like below. Go. If you look, it's kind of ominous. It looks almost like the alien. That one. Yeah. Look at its jaw. Has like almost, it looks like a little whale, but it's a fish. It's like it's like a baby whale that just wants to be one of the fish.
It like, does no, look like a whale. Yeah,
you're a whale. It
does. And this one's had too much Groupon lip surgery. This one over here.
That one. They're like,
I'm so sick of looking like everybody else. I'm getting my lips done. They're like, whoa, went a little far there, buddy. Okay,
Marie. Okay, just because you saw an offer doesn't mean you have to take it. She's like, no, you might. Do my lips not look good?
It was cheap. It was 2-for-1 fillers. Okay, so we go to this. This is, what is this, a fish? What is this thing? So we see this little thing that like blooms into, it looks like it's blooming into 2 orange pine trees or pine cones.
Yeah, this one was one of the stars of the week, I think.
This is like, amazing.
It just pops open. And they put this right after Mike got fired. It was almost like, yay. It's like,
now this is how to do bad hair. Yes.
This is a real, this is definitely someone who's on like Fish Broadway. It's like, hello.
Okay, Tony, I'm just doing
nomination.
A scene. This is the book part of the musical. And now the song starts playing. Yeah, this is 11 awesome. 11
o'clock number.
Whatever this is amazing. Now we get the eel.
I think this is a sea snake because, I mean, the body in the back looks a little bit like an eel, but that's definitely a snake head. That's not an eel head, right?
You know, snakes are, snakes are definitely scary looking things. But when you really look at them, are they? Look how cute this
snake
is.
That's cute. I have to say, this is one of the cutest snakes we've seen. I had the same feeling. I was like, this snake is so fucking cute. It's just like moving around, looking for things, happy.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to strangle you later, but you know what? I don't mean anything personal. Oh, now we get a weird jellyfish who's just like, what is it, jellyfish learning how to do up. The breaststroke? What are you doing on the top of the water? Get under
this jellyfish. This is a beautiful jellyfish, by the way. So it's a bright purple. It's got purples and pinks. It's just like a fabulous jellyfish, but it's also so dramatic. It's just like, I'm done. I can't go out on stage anymore. I've given all I can to the theater, and what do I get back in return? Nothing. And the little fish are like, come on, Susan, you got to get back out there. They want you. Come on. Come on.
It's like, I will not. I will not look at anybody ever again. And then they poke their head out from under. Is everybody gone? No, you're still here. Get out. Get out. Look at you.
This jellyfish also is very rosy coated from Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Like, this is basically what every dress looks like that Rosie wears. It's like,
yes,
this color and kind of the same ruffles,
but done right, you know. This dress, this dress is cute. Okay, then we get another amazing fish. What the fuck is this
thing? It looks like
a flat leaf, but then it starts like twirling itself like a stingray moves, you know, how it can flap its wings or whatever. Yeah. What the hell is this?
It looks
gorgeous.
Like, it looks like a piece of flotsam. I'm trying to figure out where its face is. I think it might be all the way at the back. I don't know. I can't figure this thing out.
Stunning.
If it's just, if this, by the way, if this winds up being just like some leaf that's blowing around in the current, and we're like, look at this fish, I'll be embarrassed. But I think it
I
is
don't
a fish.
Think so it doesn't look like a leaf. I mean, look, it's got the thick. I mean, this is just amazing. Whatever I've never
it's
seen.
It's
just
work.
Seen American Beauty. It's like, am I a plastic bag blowing in the wind?
I feel like the back is where its head is in a weird way. Right? Look
well,
all
this
the
way is its spine
to the right
down
side.
The middle. All the way to the right? Yeah, because...
That looks kind of like a head, but then it's swimming backwards. But then look, the head turns into like the leaf and...
I think this is the head here. This all the way to the left, this triangle thing.
We need a marine biologist.
No,
right
that's
away.
Not the head either. This is absolutely stunning, whatever this thing
wait,
is.
I mean, I'm going to take a picture of it and enter it into Google and see if it like comes up with anything. I'm going to... Wait, oh, wait, stop moving
right,
it for a second.
Which shape do you want it paused in? This one?
No, I like...
This.
That one. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna enter it in. I'm taking a screenshot and I'm gonna say, what type of fish is this? Okay. We're doing on the fly marine biology, because that's the sort of podcast that we are right now.
I don't think okay. It's gonna be able to get it, but I don't know.
I don't think so either, but I'm gonna ask. We're gonna see. It says Oh, without even me asking, it's called this creature in the image is a Spanish dancer. Nudibranch. Whoa, nudibranch is one of the largest sea slugs in the world. How
That's
about that?
Wow, I could see. Wait, I see look why up, they call it a Spanish dancer, because it really does look like the flamenco dress. That's beautiful.
Yes, Spanish. And you know what? There was a fish last week that we said looked like a flamenco dancer.
Viva el paso. Okay, so these are these little baby catfish. What are these things? They have.
It
big
looks
whiskers.
Like it. So. It looks like there's two things going on here. It looks like we got like a bunch of little baby catfish, but then it looks like there's one of those lionfish that's just like watching it. It's like a
oh
perv.
My God, it's going to eat it or something. It's one of the ones with all the Hellraiser prongs coming out of its head.
Yeah. Yeah. But then you got all these little ominous. Baby fish coming out, which is, I'm like, I don't know what's happening there.
I wonder if that's what these little Hellraiser fish look like as babies, maybe.
It's not, because I asked this question to Dom and he looked it up. While we were watching the show, and said, "This is not what baby lionfish look like."
And so, look at the lionfish's whiskers; they're like leaves. They're like branches with leaves on them. Oh my God! The sea is just something else. Look at that.
Is this lionfish like Gandalf, and these little are these like the little hobbit fish? Just to bring it back, he's like, "Come on, come quickly! We must deposit the ring into underwater Mordor."
I don't know. I love his outfit. I would say that he doesn't know how to put on eyeliner, because he put it on vertically instead of horizontally, and he looks crazy.
No, he's like having a David Bowie moment. He's like,
are you trying to like go out to a club, or are you trying to get a key stuck into you? Because you look like a keyhole, sir.
It's going to a club. Let's be honest.
Yeah, club. Okay, then we get a silverfish.
I wanted to highlight this one because look how silver it is. It's so metallic. It's
it
like,
really is.
I'm going
it's
to
also,
club night as well.
It's also so basic. Like they showed Sutton Foster at the Met Gala, and it's like the Met Gala, and she's wearing just like a plain silver dress, and Hugh Grant's just wearing a plain tuxedo. It's like, did you even make any effort? Like, that's a pretty dress, but you're in the ocean. Like, what are you doing, yeah. Sutton Foster?
But it is so classic. I mean, this is kind of giving Dorinda's jazzercise suit, you know, or Dorinda size, yes. Whatever she called her thing. Like, this
back
is.
It up.
Back this is definitely like 80s metallics going on here in a classic way.
Okay, here we go. Tiny face coming out. Little tiny face. How cute.
Oh my God, it's Bernadette Peters.
Not a day goes by. Yeah, this is a very cute fish. Just a little face coming out of a rock.
Yeah, really cute. But this, and then finally, we have to end with classic shark on the floor. The shark classic. On the floor. This time it's in a different place. Normally it's by the reef, but this time it's like, okay, you know what? I moved so that way you wouldn't follow me, and you're still watching me. And look, it's looking at us like, are you serious? I'm just trying to take a nap around here.
And it's doing a down dog. It's like, oh, it's like breathing. His mouth is open. It's like, oh.
I believe that would actually be like cobra pose or up dog. Down dog is when you're
down dog. You're right. What do you call that one? When you come up from the down dog. You go down dog. You get into the plank position and then you come up. What's that one?
It could be cobra or it could be
Girl, I don't know. It's, you know what that's called? Whatever I haven't done yoga in 10 years. That's what that's called. Very good. Fish report. Excellent fish report.
Great fish report.
Well, excellent fish. I don't know how the report
great
was,
fish.
But it was a great fish. Yeah, great fish. Okay.
Report was 20
that's
minutes
been long. The fish report.
Fish report. Fish report.
Okay, so now Ellie in the galley is like,
you know, Ben, I'm proud of myself because I had chance to react to certain things that have been happening and I didn't.
Yes, you did. What are you talking about? You went and tried to ruin everybody's reputation behind their back. How is that not doing something?
It's like, good for you. Yeah, like this person is here, but like, I'm already kind of erasing their existence from my mind, if you know what I mean. Like, they're very erased, as evidenced by the next several things that I will say. Erased.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is skill you learn after working C for 8 years.
But it's not easy, is it?
And he's like, Ellie is clearly slightly obsessed with Joao.
Yeah, you think?
So then we see like a montage of Ellie just saying things like,
you know, you should have seen him last night after the hot tub. Have you ever seen a wet trash can? That was him. Okay, he's 35. He's sad.
I don't even get a give a fuck. Go away, loser.
Well, the less you say on boats, the better, right?
He's like, I'm trying to be nice and friendly, but this is juvenile. I mean, scrap them, move on. Like, let's focus.
Oh, my God, I had a terrible nightmare last night. Daisy attacked me in my sleep, and I was trying to wake up, and I was like, please, Daisy, no.
The irony of Ellie having that dream when everyone else on the boat thinks that Ellie's going to do that to them, and they're not even asleep. So then Daisy is like asking about what the dinner is going to be tonight, and the guests are arriving at dinner in their 80s outfits, etc. And so the first thing is going to be shrimp cocktail. So since the guests are seated, they're going to start putting the shrimp cocktail together. So Ben is putting shrimp in a glass and Daisy's putting shrimp. They're sort of like racking them on the side, on the rim of the glass in a classic style. So then Ellie comes over. She's like,
oh, I will help. I will help. Don't worry. I got it. I will help.
It's like, so, we can all help. It's fine. Don't worry. I was like, oh, shit, Daisy's got them. All right, nice. And so Ben walks away, and then Ellie just snaps the shrimp out of Daisy's hands and starts doing it herself. And Daisy's like, oh, wow. She just goes and wipes her hand on a paper towel, and now she's fuming. She's fuming.
Who the fuck grabs something out of someone's hand? Who does that? So Daisy is so mad. So she serves this rageful shrimp cocktail and everyone's enjoying it. And then downstairs, Ellie is, she's like,
35-year-old fuckboy, what the shit?
She's just still going off on Joao.
So Daisy comes back and holds Joao's hands in the crew mess, and Ellie sees it. So Daisy is like fighting the war on her own front, which I love. And Ben's like, oh, God, I'm actually, Daisy, we're pretty good here. Come on back in here. And she goes, what am I taking now? New York Strip, Bernays, and Pomp's Pure. So she takes them, and she's still really pissed. So now Daisy and Alicia are in the hallway, and she's like, me and her are going to fight. I mean, what did she say to you last night? Tell me every bit.
Well, it was more like about Jenna. She was like, you can't trust Jenna. She's a snake.
What? Where was I during this?
You'd gone to bed. Well, she obviously has a problem with me and Joao, and I'm fuming over this. Please don't say anything. I won't. But what the fuck do you think this is? Days of our lives.
Which, by the way, impressed with the international reach of. Let's say, impressed with the international reach of Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, Alicia doesn't know. She's like, what? What's that? So now we go to Daisy, Alicia, Ellie, and Batool. They're all in the crew mess. And Ellie's like,
oh, Daisy, are you upset with me? You look very upset with me. Grapes, $4 for $5. $4 for $5 grapes.
Well, I don't appreciate somebody grabbing shrimp out of my hands during dinner service when I'm trying to help.
But it was because I was going to do it faster. So.
Oh, you're going to put shrimp in a glass faster? Faster than Icon? Do you know my name is called Daisy, and the S stands for shrimp, as in shrimp in a glass putter. I know what I'm doing.
But you were having trouble putting it from the two sides, so I was just standing on the side, and so I put it in. That's my job, to help the chef.
Oh, yeah, that's also the job to help. It's also my job to help the chef. We're all a team. We're here to help. Don't grab something out of my hands when we're in the middle of dinner service.
Oh, no, goodness, Daisy, calm down. You're very intense.
Oh, you're doing this on purpose. I love it. Ellie's staying completely calm to call somebody else crazy. I mean, it's
so great. I love how Daisy has no qualms putting people in their place when they've overstepped. I just love how assertive she is about this sort of stuff. And I find it to be very admirable. I also think it's hilarious that she's literally sitting there like yelling about shrimp. You just grabbed the shrimp out of my hand. You grabbed the shrimp out during dinner service.
Yeah, and that's where Ellie's very smart, you know, because she did something where if she takes the shrimp out of Daisy's hand, she can just say, I'm in charge of doing this. I was just trying to help and not make service do it. What's the big deal? But she knows what she was doing. She knows.
Yeah, normally
and now she
would
can just sit here and act like, why are you upset?
She could have just said, sorry, I was in the zone. I wasn't even thinking about it. I just sort of like saw the shrimp and I was like, oh, here, I'll just do it. But she's like,
why are you getting crazy, Daisy? What is wrong with you, Daisy? Oh, do you need the people to bed? They're hugging too much trash can lately, going to brain.
Fucking gaslighting me left and fucking right and center on fucking real.
And then Ellie goes back into the galley. She's like,
oh, she's crazy.
Like literal gaslighting. Love it. They use the term so much on reality TV that I love when it actually happens.
It is so funny, and it's great. This is such a good season. I'm loving it. I think that like Below Deck Down Under, I think they've never had a bad season. I think this is like what this is season four. Four seasons in a row of just like great drama. Wow. They're killing it on this one. Killing it.
That was a good one. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We will be back here next week. Go get tickets for our cabaret in New York for June 5th at 9:30. Or if you want to watch on June 3rd, there's going to be three live streams. You can watch any one of them. Just find ticket links at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.